Hey Eeyore, Monday the 15th of April, Rabbi Aaron Springer. May my son go to sleep before counting Sphira?
You've all heard the title. May I put my son to sleep before counting Sphira?
How old is he?
For him counting.
You all have children, Baruch Hashem? Boys or girls? Girls, we'll see if it's a mitzvah sasveshas mangerom. You have a boy of 10 years old. His bedtime is usually, should be, around 9 o'clock beforehand. When it comes nearer to Shavuos, Nacht will be at around 10. What should we do? We have a chiv of chinuch. We have a chiv to be mechanech our children to do all the mitzvahs, deraisas and rabbonons. And according to a lot of poskim, Sphira is deraisa. So what do we do? On the surface, muskal rishon, the first thing, it would seem like we have to keep him awake till it's nacht and he can count Sphira properly. Why? We are mechuyev to be mechanech. He has to do the mitzvahs. And since one may only count Sphira after Nacht, that should be the halacha. But after a lot of research, we have put together various snifim in halacha. One can use certain clauses, snifim, and be mitzaref them, that we should be permitted to put him to sleep. That he should count earlier and put him, and he should be able to go to sleep at a normal time. We have two mitzvahs that we do at Nacht. One is a mitzvah of Sphira Soime, and one is a mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. The whole year round we have a mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. I think these are the only two mitzvahs which we have on a regular basis that are only applicable at night. The mitzvahs Lailo. But there is a difference between these two mitzvahs. Both these mitzvahs have to be done at nightfall. And not at Klag HaMincha. But the Shulchan Aruch differs in these halachas. When it comes to Kriyas Shema of every night, the Shulchan Aruch says, if one enters a shul, one has a shul, and that shul is davening after Plag HaMincha is 2.5 hours before nightfall. This shul is davening 2.5 hours within the 2.5 hour period before nightfall. And he enters the shul, he may and he should daven with them, the whole Maariv. When it arrives nightfall, he should read Kriyas Shema again. I'm not talking here about Friday night. Friday night is a different din, which seems that even lechatchila one may daven before nightfall, and we all do it lechatchila. But on a normal evening, it isn't lechatchila. The Mishneh Berurah claims that it was only done davening before nightfall in places where it was a danger, it was a sakona to congregate again at nightfall. So, b'shas hadchak, for lack of another choice, the Yidden davened before nightfall then, and it's not the Loshon of the Mishneh Berurah, it's the loike hilchese lefi harbe poskim. To do that on a regular evening, to daven before nightfall is not very satisfactory. But if one finds a kehillah doing that, even though it's not very satisfactory, don't separate yourself from the kehillah. Daven with them. Say all the brachas. Daven. Say Shmoneh Esrei. Do everything at nightfall. Lain Krishma. But when it comes to Hilchas Sphira Soime, the Mishneh Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. One enters a shul, and they're davening Maariv, obviously, and they're counting Sphira. Don't count Sfira with them. Don't say the bracha with them. Count Sfira, because the Torah de Gavu is one tries to minimize one's difference from the Tzibur as much as possible. One does not show oneself, I don't do like you, that is not the Torah dig away, when it's only when it's absolutely, absolutely necessary. And since this Tzibur is counting Sfira, join them, put on a friendly face, join them in counting Sfira. Not with a brocha. Don't make the brocha, because a brocha would be a brocha levatole.
He can do what he wants.
If he does, he can do even with kavana, because the halacha is that when he's not yotze, so the kavana won't disturb. It's not enough that he has to make a tanai if I don't want to be yotze without a brocha. The halacha is you're not yotze. That's how we passed in la halacha. You are only counting sphere to be a altif frish men atzibur, a person. The Torah dig of you is one tries and is as much tzibur friendly as halachically possible.
Doesn't that disqualify you from saying it later on?
No. Because it's not nightfall. After Plag HaMincha is not a time for Sfira. It's not a time for Sfira. And he has no problem, and he has no halachic problem with counting again later. He is not Yotze beforehand.
You're saying the whole Tzibur is...
Oh, we will come to that. Obviously, the Tzibur are doing wrong, which is going to be the crux of our sugya. So, we're talking here about this gentleman, so he should say Sfira with them in order not to distance himself from them, but he shouldn't say the bracha, because a bracha would be a bracha levatola, and even if everyone looks at him and makes all kinds of faces and noises, sorry, bracha levatola overruns my friendliness. We can't make a bracha levatola. So the kasha screams itself out, what is this tzibur doing? Are they keeping halacha? The truth is, they are not. We are talking about a tzibur which didn't ask the rabbis. But we see here a fundamental difference between Kriyas Shema and Sfira Soime. Even though they are both mitzvahs which have to be done at nightfall, there is a difference. When it comes to Kriyas Shema, There are rishonim which we do not paskin like them. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like them, but there are these rishonim who claim that Kriyas Shema and Sfira Soime can be counted from Plag HaMincha. There were such rishonim who held like that. We do not take on like these rishonim. We may not follow this rishonim because the halacha is not like that, but the rishonim exist. Now, when it comes to Kriyas Shema, we see that the Shulchan Aruch took on that these Rishonim are allowed to be relied on as so far as the Birkas Kriyas Shema. So they've given a legitimacy to this chitta as so far as the Birkas Kriyas Shema. When it comes to Sfira Soime, they didn't even give that. We can't count Sfira, we can't make the bracha on the Sfira. And there is a klal in the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham opens for us a window in halachas for children. May one give a child to eat before Kiddush? And the Mogen Avraham says, yes. A child up till bar mitzvah and a girl till bas mitzvah may eat before Kiddush. We may not, they may yes. And the question begs itself. We have to be mechanech them, our children are not goyim. If we can't eat before Kiddush, they shouldn't be able to eat before Kiddush. So the Mogen Avraham goes to a list... of various opinions why they are allowed to eat before Kiddush. The halach is that he concludes that they may. But one of the reasons that he gives is Shittas Harishonim, if there are certain Shittas that the Rishonim held, and we do not paskin like those Rishonim, but we can use it in order to permit children. The Shittas Rishonim are not Negea for us. We can't use it because the Halacha is not like them. But one may permit children to follow a Shittas Harishonim, which we don't paskin by. Again, one may permit children to follow a Shittas Harishonim, which is not paskin by Halacha. And there are various Rishonim who have claimed that Sfira is allowed to be done before nightfall. And they claim, some claimed it's like Kriyas Shema, like there are other Rishonim who claim that with Kriyas Shema one can count before nightfall, so they can count Sfira. Others worded it a bit differently and said, since he's already learned Kriyas Shema, obviously it's nightfall for him, so he can count Sfira. But all in all, there were Rishonim who did permit counting Sfira before nightfall, as long as it is after the plug. So, for children, we can take on this Mogen Avraham that as long as we found some Shittas Rishonim, and even though they are not permitted for us, lahalocha, they can be used for children to be noeg like that. Why are we discussing Sfira Sa'oima and not discussing Kriyas Shema every night? Well, are we allowed to put children to bed? So, as I was makdim, in Kriyas Shema, we see those Shittas Rishonim were accepted to a bigger extent. It was accepted that even we could daven b'shas hadchak, we could daven ma'ariv before nacht. It was accepted to such an extent, not to a lechatchila extent. It shouldn't be done if a person has a choice, but if a person has no choice, he may, and that was the minig in Europe when they didn't have a choice. It was accepted to such an extent. So of course, when it comes to our children, they can at least use the shitta of b'shas hadchak that adults used in Europe. The children can use it. So there's not much to discuss. But when it comes to Sfira Sa'oime, the halacha seems to take on a much more stringent position, that even b'shas hadchak, even if you have no choice, you may not count Sfira before nightfall, and you certainly don't make a brocha, it would be a brocha levatola. So we have to try and find more reasons in order to allow our children. So as we've said, one of the reasons is the Mogen Avraham, as long as we find Rishonim, which, even though they're deloike halacha, they can be used for children. Another sniff, in order to permit children, is a very interesting Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin writes, in his times, they davened Ma'ariv 3 or 4 hours before nightfall, which is phenomenal chiddush. After Plag HaMincha, within the 2.5 hour window before nightfall, there are Rishonim held like that. It is permitted b'shas hadchak. Before 3 or 4 hours, it should be l'chayre a brocha levatole. And the Trumas Hadeshin says that's how we did it. And a few hundred years after the Trumas Hadeshin, there was a minig in Vormeise, Worms, the town of Vormeise. They used to fast on Rosh Chodesh to commemorate the beginning of the Crusades, which was in that area of Vormeise. And they used to fast then. And if Rosh Chodesh fell on an Erev Shabbos, they had to go home and prepare. They also used to daven Mincha and Ma'ariv 3 or 4 hours before nightfall. And the Beis Yankiv, the Nesivus, wanted to make a mechaa and demonstrate, Rabbeisai, you are transgressing the halacha. It's not permitted to daven before the plag hamincha, not even b'dieved. You may not daven. You're all doing brachos levatole. And the Pnei Yeshua writes to him, calm it. If the Trumas Hadeshin did it, since it was very difficult of them to, he says, they would go and eat a suda, if they wouldn't be permitted, the Trumas Hadeshin's reason was that if we don't permit them to daven Mincha Ma'ariv at this early time, Mincha is allowed, but Ma'ariv at this early time, then they wouldn't have a Ma'ariv at all, because they would sit and have a suda, have a proper dinner, and so we have to allow it to them, even though we don't find a halachic reason to permit it. We see that in the previous times, people ate meals. They didn't eat like nowadays, breakfast, dinner, and supper, and a few snacks in between. They ate a heavy morning meal and a heavy evening meal. You see in the Gemara it says on Yom Tov, they had a shi in the morning till about midday, chatzos hayom, and then they daven mincha, and then they had a suda, and the Rambam says 5 or 6 hours. And that was a Yom Tov suda. It's like a Purim suda fast. 5 or 6 hours sitting at a Yom Tov suda, we wouldn't even know what to do. But in the previous times, a suda was a dinner, was a formal dinner, a serious affair, probably with a few glasses of wine. And so the poskim were scared that they would come not to daven Ma'ariv, so they permitted this phenomenal chiddush of davening Ma'ariv even before Plag HaMincha. So, of course, we can't allow such a thing. This was only in order to answer the minig that was going on in Worms. We certainly have no right. It's better if we can't daven Ma'ariv, then it's better not to daven Ma'ariv and daven two shachrises instead of davening Ma'ariv before Plag HaMincha. It's certainly not halacha lemaisa, but we can confer one point we can take out of this Pnei Yeshua. That he says, if something is very difficult to keep, like he says, it would just be impossible for them to daven Ma'ariv because they would have this suda, and they would extend it so much that they wouldn't daven Ma'ariv at all. We can take it as so far as to allow children, as the same thing, since it's difficult for them to stay up so late, it can be used as a sniff to allow them to count the sefira after the Plag HaMincha. This svara that if something is extremely difficult and completely disrupt your cycle, could be used to allow children to count after the Plag HaMincha. Another very interesting point why we should allow them to daven after Plag HaMincha is, there is a general shaila. When we know, we have to be midoraisa, the Torah doesn't obligate children, minors, to keep the halachas. We may not feed them, but a minor does not have to keep Shabbos. A minor certainly doesn't have to shake lulav. The mitzvahs were given to adults, to 13-year-old. That's what the Torah said. We may not feed them treifas. We may not tell them to be mechalal Shabbos. But they, on their own, are obligated. This is a drabonon. There's a mitzvah of drabonon of chinuch. The drabonon invented, this was their takona. Children, boys and girls below the age of bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, also have to keep the mitzvahs. That's what drabonon. But what were the drabonon masakin? And the question is negeya. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Beis Yosef, in the big Mishem Dechido. On Sukkos, we all know, on the first day of Sukkos and the second day of Sukkos, we have to be koine our esrig, our abaminim. It says lochem. May a child be yotze, does he also need to have lochem? Do we also have to find some way of being makne to him? That is a machloikis in the poskim. some of the poskim say he can, a child can borrow an esrig and lulav. Some other poskim say a child has to be koina. If an adult has to be koina, a child has to be koina. What is this machlokes based on? It's based on a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says, what is chinuch? Sheyehei soruch achar oviv lekashiyigadl. Again. Lekashiyehei soruch achar oviv lekashiyigadl. Meaning, chinuch is that he should be attracted and pulled and influenced after his father when he grows up. According to Rashi, chinuch is to make himself accustomed and acclimatized to mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Tam holds that's not the reason for chinuch. Maybe it's the reason, but that is not the takana. The takana was a child has to do mitzvahs. So, according to Rashi, a child has no chiyuv to do mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs for adults, not for children. Children have something else. They have to accustomize themselves to mitzvahs, acclimatize themselves to mitzvahs. That is what children have to do. Adults have to do mitzvahs. Children have to accustom themselves to do mitzvahs in order that when they will be adults, they will be doing it. Rabbeinu Tam holds, children have to do mitzvahs. The Rabbonon said, just like adults do mitzvahs, children do mitzvahs. And here will lie the difference. According to Rashi, since he's only acclimatizing himself to the mitzvahs, it doesn't have to be with all the halachas of surrounding the mitzvahs. It has to be the structure of the mitzvahs, the essence of the mitzvah he has to do. Because he doesn't have a mitzvah. He's only acclimatizing himself in order that when he becomes a godel, he will do it. So it can be done in stages. And that's why, according to Rashi, those poskim hold, he can borrow an esrig. Because the structure of the mitzvah he has an esrig. He doesn't have the protim of the lachem. That was not given to him. He doesn't have to do all the particulars. When he's an adult, he has the mitzvah, he has to do the particulars. So he can be yotzer even with a borrowed esrig and lulav. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if an adult can't be yotzer with a borrowed one, he can't. He has a mitzvah. It's not an acclimatization. He has a mitzvah like an adult. So, here would be the same thing. According to those opinions that a katan doesn't have to do all the particulars of the mitzvah, he only has to acclimatize himself to him, we could very well permit him to count after Plag HaMincha, even though, according to us, Plag HaMincha is not a time of counting, but since it's only an acclimatization to the mitzvah, we can allow him. Of course, on Sukkot, there are those who give their children a lemon, since it looks like an esrig. That's certainly not permitted, just to say I'm giving him the essence of the mitzvah, because a lemon is not even the essence of the mitzvah. It's nothing, it's a different fruit completely. It's not a prat of the mitzvah, a side halacha. It's the mitzvah, you're not giving him anything. But if you give him an esrig, and it's borrowed, he's the Avnei Kinyan, according to those shittas, he can do it. Other shittas that we could be mitzaref, there is a shitta that in drabonons we're not mechuyev to be mechanach our children. There is such a shitta. Now, all these shittas that I'm mentioning, we don't take on la halacha. We don't take them on. We are mechanach our children to be mekayim drabonons. But when we're here trying to build a case that we should permit a katan to count sfira before nightfall, after Plag HaMincha, we can use these shittas as a tziruf to be mitzaref as another sniff. Why? Since according to certain Rishonim, the counting after Plag HaMincha is permitted for everyone. And according to some Shittas, we are not mechuyev to be mechanach our children at all in Drabonans. So we can use both these Shittas together in order to permit him to count before to count after Plag HaMincha. We'll count it even with a bracha. Another shittas rishonim, which is interesting. Rashi both times is always the lenient one against Rabbeinu Tam with two different svaras. Before we mentioned Rashi, who claims that the whole mitzvah, the whole chiyuv of chinuch is a customization. Is not he doesn't have his own mitzvah. So he doesn't have to do it with all the halachas. And Rabbi Natam held, no, he has his own mitzvah and he does have to keep it. So, there's another Rashi which claims something else. There they are talking about, Kriyas Shema in the morning, in the summer, when Kriyas Shema in the morning could be extremely early, before 8 o'clock. So, do I have to wake up my child to learn Krishna? And the Shulchan Aruch has brought two opinions in that. Rashi's opinion is, no, let him sleep. And Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is, wake him up. And what is the reason for this machlokes? Rashi concludes, the Chachamim took the child into consideration. That's one way of saying it. The Chachamim didn't put on a gave mitzvahs to children, or how Rashi explains it, they ordered children to accustomize themselves to mitzvahs, but only within their framework. If it's still their sleeping time, then if they're still sleeping in the morning usually at 8 o'clock, then it's not within their framework to be up and learn Krishna. So Chachomim didn't tell you to change your framework. All the Chachomim did in Chinuch was, within your framework and your way of living, do the mitzvahs. Midoraisa, the Torah's mitzvahs, the Torah didn't take our framework into consideration. If the Torah tells us to learn Krishna at 7:30 in the morning, we jolly well have to get up, because that's what the Torah told us, because we have to listen to the mitzvahs. But when the Chachomim gave the mitzvahs to children, they took it within the child's framework. That's what Rashi holds. Rav Enitam holds, no. Chachomim gave mitzvahs to children. If it's hard, tough. That's for children. That's another machlokes. So we had two shittas of Rashi. One was that a mitzvah doesn't have to be done with all the protim by children, since he's only accustomizing himself. And the other Rashi is that a child, if it's not within his framework, if he's usually asleep by then, the Chachomim didn't give him this mitzvah. He's not doing anything wrong since Chachomim didn't give his mitzvah. As somebody pointed out, should we tell a child to count with a bracha or not? Now, it would depend on the reasons that were given. If we say, three of the reasons, one of the reasons was that we can tell a child to keep shittas rishonim that we don't paskin like. Another reason was that we can say if something is extremely difficult, we can rely on the Truma Sadesh and to be lenient. The other shitta was that a child doesn't have to do mitzvahs with all the particulars. According to that, we can tell him to count sfira with a bracha. He's allowed to count sfira. He can rely on, he's relying on the Rishonim, or he doesn't have to do it with all the particulars, he doesn't have to have the right time. We can go and tell him, Moshele, Yankele, it's after plug, I count, you count sfira with a bracha. But according to the other reasons that we brought, that we're not mechuyev to be mechanachim in Drabonons, or we're not mechuyev to be mechanachim if it's not his framework, then we can't tell him to count sfira. We can't tell him, because the whole permit is, we're not mechuyev to be mechanachim, so all we can tell him is like that, you may go to bed without counting sfira. We're not mechuyev to let, again?
Count in the morning.
We would prefer not to tell him that, because that is only a b'dieved to count in the morning. But that's what we're telling him. We don't tell him, go ahead and count sfira. We tell him, go to bed, you are permitted to go to bed. So according to some reasons, we are permitted to tell him to count sphere. According to other reasons, we are only permitted to tell him to go to bed, and he may count in the morning, and we are allowed to rely on him. We don't have to keep him up till nightfall, because we can rely on those shitters that we're not mechuyev to be mechanachim in these things.